Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting second. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting seventh. The right fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Bossman. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Darwin. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Liss. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Mittewald. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Jim Holt. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Joe Decker. And now, play ball. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Bell moves to third. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis moves to second. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil bunts towards the mound. Bossman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heil moves to second. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliva for the out. Heil moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein strikes out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards second. Carew fields it and throws to first for one. The throw to second, and they've got Broemer trapped. There's the throw back to Carew who tags Broemer for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Braun reaches second base with a double. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Braun moves to third. 2 outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Decker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Decker. Bell goes all the way around to score. Gamble moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gamble scores. It's 3-0, Indians. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Spikes takes first base on ball 4. Ellis moves to second. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Holt. Chambliss reaches second base with a double. Ellis scores. Spikes goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Indians. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a fly ball into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Gamble is hit by the pitch. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendrick takes first base on ball 4. Gamble moves to second. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Darwin strikes out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Bossman covering, for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Spikes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Chambliss hits a fly ball into left field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brohmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0-for-1 in the game. Liss hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Indians. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitterwald strikes out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-1 in the game. Holt takes first base on ball 4. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Holt moves to third. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spikes. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Holt scores. Carew moves to third. It's 5-2, Indians. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-2 in the game. Darwin hits a pop-up towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Braun hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Broemer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Liss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hendrick takes first base on ball 4. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Spikes hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Chambliss takes first base on ball 4. Ellis moves to second. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 3 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ellis moves to third. Chambliss moves to second. Ken Sanders now pitching. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Broemer takes first base on ball 4. Ellis scores. Chambliss moves to third. Lowenstein moves to second. It's 6-2, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Chambliss scores. Lowenstein moves to third. Broemer moves to second. It's 7-2, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Holt hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hile hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitterwald moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Gamble is called out on strikes. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Hile settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0 for 3 in the game. Darwin hits a fly ball into right field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Spikes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Holt. Chambliss reaches second base with a double. Spikes goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, Indians. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lowenstein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chambliss moves to third. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Broemer hits a fly ball into right field. Darwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chambliss tags and scores. One out. It's 9-2, Indians. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hile. Bell reaches second base with a double. Lowenstein goes all the way around to score. Bell moves to third. It's 10-2, Indians. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Hendrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. Gamble moves to second. It's 11-2, Indians. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Liss hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Holt hits a fly ball into left field. Spike settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.